Kay Bromberg presents Driven, written by Kay Bromberg, narrated by Tatiana Sokolov.
Chapter 1. I sigh into the welcoming silence, grateful for the chance to escape, even if only momentarily, from the mind-suck of meaningless conversations on the other side of the door. For all intents and purposes, the people holding these conversations are my guests, but that doesn't mean I have to like or even be comfortable around them. Fortunately, Dane was sympathetic enough to my need for a reprieve that he let me do this chore for him. The clicking of my heels is the only other sound accompanying my categorically scattered thoughts as I navigate the vacant backstage corridors of the old theater that I've rented for tonight's event. I quickly reach the old dressing room and collect the lists that Dane forgot in our chaotic pre-party rush to clean up. As I start to head back, I run over my mental checklist for tonight's highly anticipated date auction. The niggling in the back of my mind tells me that I'm forgetting something. Reflexively, I reach for my hip, where my cell phone with my always compiled task list lives. But instead, I come up with a handful of my cocktail dress's copper-colored silk organza. Shit, I mutter to myself as I stop momentarily, trying to pinpoint what exactly it is that I'm overlooking. I sag against the wall, the ruched bodice of my dress hindering my ability to inhale a deep sigh of frustration. Even though it looks incredible, the damn dress should have come with a warning. Breathing optional. Think, Riley, think. With my shoulder blades pressed against the wall, I shift inelegantly back and forth to try and alleviate the pressure on my toes, which are painfully crammed into my 4-inch heels. Auction paddles, I need the auction paddles. I smile widely at my brain's ability to remember, considering I've been so overwhelmed lately as the sole coordinator of tonight's event. Relieved, I push myself off of the wall and take about 10 steps. And that's when I hear them. The flirty, feminine giggle floats through the air, followed by the deep timbre of a masculine moan. I freeze instantly, shocked at the audacity of our party's attendees, when I hear the unmistakable sound of a zipper, followed by a breathless but familiar feminine gasp of, "Oh, yes," in the darkened alcove a few feet in front of me. As my eyes adjust to the shadows, I become aware of a man's black dinner jacket lying carelessly across an old chair shoved askew, and a pair of strappy heels haphazardly discarded on the floor beneath it. "You couldn't pay me enough money to do something like that in public." My thoughts are interrupted when I hear a hiss of breath, followed by a masculine exhaled, "Sweet Jesus."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?